ஓம் ஹரி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். ஓம் சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் வியாசசங்கரமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஸ்ருதி ஸ்மிருதி புராணானாம் ஆலயம் கருணாலயம் நமாமி பகவத் பாத சங்கரம் லோக சங்கரம். சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ர பாஷ்ய கிருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனஃ புனஃ. ஓம் ஹரி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். ஓம் சஹனாவவது சஹனோ புனக்து சஹவீர்யம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஓம் ஹரி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். கேன் யூ ஆல் சாண்ட் ருக்வேத சாந்தி பாட்டம்? யூ ஆல் சாண்ட்.
வதிஷ்யாமி தன்மாமவது தத்பக்தாரமவது அவது மாம் அவது பக்தாரமவது பக்தாரம். ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.
சஹ ஏவம் வித்வான் அஸ்மாத் ஷரீரபேதாத் ஊர்த்வ உத்க்ரம்ய அமுஷ்மின் ஸ்வர்கே லோகே சர்வான் காமான் ஆப்த்வா அம்ருதஸ்ஸமபவத் அம்ருதஸ்ஸமபவத். சோ தி வைஸ் பர்சன் becomes one with Paramatma. Becoming one, I don't want to use the term unites. Again, becoming one with Paramatma is only for want of expression we use the term, we say that expression, becomes one with Paramatma. Becoming one with Paramatma is like the pot. Pot space, obtaining in the pot, becoming one with the space, the total space. Was there a pot space at all for the pot space to become one with total space? There isn't something called pot space at all. There's only space. When the pot comes into existence, the space obtaining within the pot gets the temporary title, what now, pot space. When the pot is broken, and as though the pot space, the space occupied by this pot, as though joins, becomes one with, merges the total space. There's no becoming one, there's only space. Similarly, there is no jivaha, there is only atma. There is no Paramaha, there is no Jivaha, there is only Atma, there is only Brahma, there is only Chaitanyam, there is only awareness. And this awareness obtaining in, manifest in these organs, body, mind, complex, when the body, physical body falls, we are talking about the jnani, not about the ajnani, you have to remember. When the physical, when the prarabdha is exhausted, when the body falls, for a wise person, mind also resolves. Physical body falls, becomes disintegrated, like any physical body of any individual being. What happens to the mind? The mind also resolves for good, because already the mind is free from the hold of desires, free from the hold of raga dveshas. Mind is already free from kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya, all these sixfold enemy. Mind is free from all those. The mind is no, all those with vrittis, thoughts are not there. Why? Because there is no sense of smallness, you know, sense of inadequacy centered on I, because the wrong notion about the self is not there. There's only jnanam is there. What is it? Aham Brahma Asmi. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Aham Idam Sarvam. All that is here is only Brahma. That clear, doubt-free vision is there. There's vision of Advaitam Advitiyam Brahma Chaitanyam. Where now? Now, in all this Dvaitam also. Therefore, this vision, that is, that vision being there, already this person, already the mind is what? Enlightened. Even the term enlightened, not very, the mind with the vision, mind with the knowledge, the wise, mind with the wisdom. This mind, after the fall of the physical body, mind resolves for good. Along with the mind, all the subtle other powers also resolve. Without the mind, other powers, jnana indriyani, karma indriyani, all those powers, pranas, they also will resolve. They can't exist independently. All of them resolve. Therefore, sukshma shariram resolves for good, for a jnani. The sukshma resolves, stulam becomes disintegrated, sukshma shariram, subtle body also is resolved now. What happens to the Atma now? When the pot breaks, the space as though becomes one with the total space. Here also, the Parajiva, the Atma, the Chaitanyam, Jivat Swarupam, Chaitanyam becomes one with Brahma Chaitanyam. That's what is said here. When while living, he resolves the individuality in totality through the vision, cognitively, and after the fall, then he is called Jivan Muktihi, and after the fall of the body, he becomes one with Paramatma. That is when he becomes Amrutaha Bhavati, becomes immortal. That is what is said here, Amushmin Swarge Loke, when he resolves. We have to add here, Swarge Loke Eki Bhutaha Bhavati, when he becomes one with Paramatma. Swarga Loka means Brahmani, Pare Brahmani, Pare Brahmani or Paramatmani, Swarge Loke, when he becomes one with Eki Bhavati, then Amrutaha Samabhavati, he becomes immortal. Here we are talking about the wise person, the Jiva, who was samsari before, then how he attained Jnanam with the help of the teacher studying Shastram, and then how he becomes free from bondage through the vision, clear vision of the self being one with Paramatma. That is said, therefore the verb is in past tense, samabhavati. He became immortal. He attained immortality. He became immortal. How did wise person become immortal? Becoming one with Paramatma. How did he become one with Paramatma? When the physical body fell, the subtle body also resolved. The Atma Chaitanyam doesn't need to go anywhere, does not come anywhere. The spot space does not go anywhere, does not travel anywhere. The space is as it was, as it is, it ever will be. Similarly, here also, the Chaitanyam obtaining in a given body when it's complex becomes one with Paramatma, as though merges. Is it? This as though merging is called what now? Becoming one. It's not really becoming one, or there's no merging also. This is called attainment of immortality. So we saw that last class, that we are completing that now. Iti Aitreya Upanishadi Dvitiyodhyayaha. Second chapter is complete now. Okay. See, the first chapter of this Aitreya Upanishad presented this srishtihi, creation, the peculiar and a unique way of presenting the creation. It presented the creation very uniquely, very peculiar, a peculiar way. I concluded the srishti saying how Paramatma, Atma manifested as the Jivaha also. Later on, the second chapter presented the samsara, described samsara, and also we just understand what is samsara, and then how the Jiva attains. It says Jiva, how the Jiva goes through samsara, and how Jiva attains. Jiva attains moksha from samsara. So Jiva's attainment of moksha from samsara also is mentioned there in the second chapter. But the second chapter does not clearly say how the Jivaha attains moksha. That is not said. So Jiva goes, went through samsara, attained moksha, it says. Second chapter says that much. It doesn't say how the Jiva attained moksha. Which means how it attain, Jiva attains jnanam is not said there. The method of the attainment of knowledge, the method of acquiring knowledge is not given, not said in the second chapter. So the third chapter now is going to present the method of the attainment of knowledge, the method of acquiring the jnanam is said here. And you have to remember here, Upanishad begins like this. The first chapter, the beginning of the second chapter, before the presentation of the Garbhavasa Ninda, in the sense before talking about the how the life in Garbha only indicates getting trapped in samsara. Therefore, it's not good for the pregnant women to hear something inauspicious about the Garbhavasa. Therefore, Upanishad carefully said, that does not mean Garbhavasa, the pregnancy is not criticized. Okay? The pregnant women need not listen to something when something about pregnancy, the life during pregnancy of the Jiva, the Jiva's life during pregnancy is discussed. Therefore, Upanishad said what? Garbhinyaha apakramantu. May all the Garbhinis go away from here, it said. Now the teacher remembers. This class is what now? Class Atmajnanam, isn't it? It's a method of attainment of knowledge is presented here. Therefore, all the Garbhinis should come in here. What they need not hear, that is over. What they have to hear is going to come now. So he says carefully, he does not forget. Isn't it? He does not forget. It's like when we all say, come on, all of us are going to start now. You are going to keep silence for 2 minutes in memory of somebody. I say, and all of us remain silent for some time. And when the 2 minutes get over, I have to remind you, Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Come on, come back to the class. Silence is over, isn't it? Like that, you have to remind. So the teacher here remains. What does he say? No. Garbhinyaha yathasthanam garbhinyaha upavishantu. May all the pregnant women who are asked to go away from the class are asked to come back and sit in their own respective seats now. Which means there is no restriction for anybody. In the sense, anybody can listen to the Shastra unfoldment, and everyone is eligible to attain self-knowledge. There's nobody is prevented from attaining self-knowledge. Anyway, so that is said, yathasthanam garbhinyaha upavishantu. And here, the Atma Jnana, the method of the attainment of knowledge, the acquiring self-knowledge, is presented here. And Upanishad, how does Upanishad present? The Upanishad says, Upanishad straight away begins with the mantra, Koyam Atma. Who this Atma is? But Shankara Bhagavatpada, in the commentary, he makes it very clear. It seems there are some Brahmanaha, the people who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge, who have Purushartha Nischayaha, and who know the value of this knowledge, therefore who are committed to this pursuit, and who are also qualified for this knowledge, and serious people, they are gathered. They have gathered, and having gathered, and they made this inquiry. They are making this inquiry. So, what do they do? It is said here, Koyamatmeti Vayamupasmahe. Put full stop there. Koyamatma kaha ayam atma. Kaha ayam atma iti vayam upasmahe. This is how those Brahmins, the Brahmanaha, mature individuals. Brahmanaha, don't take something differently. The mature individuals who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge, who are inclined for knowledge, who are prepared for knowledge, such people, serious seekers, aspirants, are here. They are inquiring. They are going to begin their inquiry. So, they ask this question, Kaha ayam atma? Ka atma kaha? Which atma? Who this atma is? What this atma is? Which atma vayam? The atma vayam upasmahe. The atma all the time we think about, think of. Aham, aham, aham iti sada vayam. Yam atmanam chintayamaha saha atma tam atmanam upasmahe. The atma whom we all the time think about, all the time we think of. There's never a time we do not think of the atma. How do we think of the atma? As aham, 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 aham iti sada yam atmanam chintayamaha. Na, iti sada the atmanam, we think of the atma all the time. As what? I. That's why upasmahe means we meditate upon. Not the word worship. All the time you place your attention on something. It's called upasana. Focusing your attention all the time on something. For a given length of time, it's also called upasanam. We say dhyanam. Upasanam is what? Dhyanam. Dhyanam here means dwelling upon, simply thinking of. It's not actually dhyanam. All the time we think of something is what? We think about ourselves. And that atma வயம் உபாஸ்மஹே, சதா வயம் யம் ஆத்மானம் உபாஸ்மஹே, கஹஸ் அயம் ஆத்மா, நாட் சகாத்மா. ஓகே, ஹூ இஸ் திஸ் ஆத்மா? ஹூ இஸ் திஸ் ஆத்மா? வாட் இஸ் ஆத்மா? இஸ் கஹ ஆத்மா ஹியர்? பிகாஸ் அயம் ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் திஸ். திஸ் இண்டிகேட்ஸ் வாட்? திஸ் ஆத்மா இண்டிகேட்ஸ், வி ஹேவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், ஆத்மா அபரோக்ஷதயா சதா நிர்திஷ்யதே. தி ஆத்மா ஹூ இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் இண்டிகேட்டட், மென்ஷன் அஸ் வாட்? பை அஸ் ஐ. அபரோக்ஷதயா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? நவ் வி சே எனிதிங் அதர் தேன் யூ இஸ் நான் ஐ, இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? ஐ மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தட் இஸ் அபரோக்ஷ ஆத்மா. சோ ஹியர் அபரோக்ஷதயா சதா நிர்திஷ்யமானஹா இஸ் ஐ எம் ஆல் த டைம். The Atma which is indicate mentioned by the word, by as Aham, as the very immediate self, and also here you can say, the Atma, Aham Shabdena Shuchyate, Vachyate, the one who is always, the Atma, again what? Always uttered, always referred to by the pronoun I, that Atma, okay? The Atma which is referred to, the pronoun I, and which is always indicated, understood as the immediate self, that Atma, who is this Atma? Who this Atma is? What this Atma is? This is the question they start with. They start their enquiry like this. Why this enquiry comes at all? Because there are five layers of personality, which we, you know, which each layer of personality is referred to as I. There is an expression, we say aham, no, aham sthulaha, aham krishaha, aham krishnavarnaha, aham unnataha, aham, no, அகம் கிருஷ, அகம் உன்னதா, அகம் ஹ்ரஸ். வி ஹவ் லாட்ஸ் ஆஃப் வேர்ட்ஸ். ஐ எம் டால், ஐ எம் ஃபேட், ஐ எம் தின், ஐ எம் சுந்தரஹா, அகம் சுந்தரி, அகம் புத்திமான், அகம் புத்திமதி. ஆல் தீஸ் வேர்ட் வி ஹவ் டிஃபரெண்ட் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன்ஸ் வி ஹவ். சோ அகம் அகம் ஸ்தூலகா, அகம் கிருஷகா, சிம்பிள் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஆல்வேஸ் வி யூஸ். ஐ எம் ஃபேட், ஐ எம் டால், ஐ எம் தின், அம் உன்னதா, etc. Then we refer to the Annamayaha Atma, the outermost layer of personality. Then also we say Aham, I am hungry, I am thirsty. When we say there, we refer to the Pranamaya Atma. I'm angry, not hungry here, okay? I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm sad. Then we refer to Manomaya Atma. I know. I have decided. I made up my mind. When you say, we refer to Vijnanamaya Atma, the intellectual self. I'm very drowsy now in Aitreya class. You refer to, if you say, if you say that, you refer to your Anandamaya Kosha, which means you refer to Anandamaya Atma. We have these, all these different layers of personality we refer to. Therefore, here that is where the question comes, Kaha Ayam Atma? Who this Atma is? Who is indicated by the pronoun, the first person singular pronoun, I? Who is always referred to as the immediate self? Kahayam Atma. So, all that we think of. Then, lead next question. Kataraha. Saha Atma. He also questioned, Kataraha Saha Atma. It may be a question word actually. There ends the sentence. kaha ayam atma, then he moves on to kataraha. Kataraha atma, saha atma. The word kataraha can be used only if you want to know. When you want to know something between the two. If there are now two things are here, which of these two belongs to Rodniji? Which of these two belongs to Gurukulam? You can say Katarat Vastu Gurukulasya. Katarat Radni Mahodayasya. You can have which of these two, then Kataraha is something which can be used. Which of the two? You cannot use the term Kataraha when you want to know which of the many. Suppose you want to know one person, which of the so many people are there, which of the many, you can't use the word Kataraha. Which of the two when you want to ask, you can use Kataraha. Which of the many, what is the word? Katamaha. Now you say, Ramaha Katamaha Putraha. You can ask this. Of the four, which is Rama? There are four sons. Dashrata has four sons. Which is Ramaha? Who is Ramaha? You want to specifically, which is Rama? The Prathamaha Ramaha. The first one is Rama. Suppose Sumitra has two sons. Kataraha Jyotishagna, Kataraha Khagola Shastrajna. Who is the astronomer of the two sons of their very Ahas Kataraha? Who, which one? Like you can ask this. Like this, Kataraha is a question word used to discern to this between the two, and Katamaha you use among when you want to know, discern among the many. So here, Kataraha Saha Atma means the very question indicates that there are two things of those two, which is Atma, they want to inquire now. Why? Because there is an entry into Sthulam, the Sthula Shariram. And Shastram talks about entry of two things. Two things means, what are those two? Paramatma, the first chapter we understood, when you understood the Jiva Srishtihi, who is Jivaha? The Jiva Atma, the one who obtains as the experiencer, the Bhokta, in every being is none other than the manifestation of Paramatma. This manifestation of Paramatma in every being as the Jiva is called what? Anupraveshaha, the entry of Paramatma. Nirgunam Brahma Chaitanyam. Nirgunam Brahma. Nirgunam Brahma has entered into the being as the Jivaha. We already understood. Then, what else is there? There is also... There is also Veda, Vedic portion. There is also the Upanishad, Vakyam, some other places it's also mentioned that the Sagunam Brahma also has entered. Nirgunam Brahma also has entered. Sagunam Brahma also has entered. Who is Nirgunam Brahma? The attributeless pure consciousness has entered, Paramatma has entered as the Jivaha. What about the Sagunam Brahma? Sagunam Brahma here you should understand as what? Hiranyagarbha. The Hiranyagarbha. What is Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha is a name given to Samashti Sukshva Prapanchaha. The total subtle manifestation. You can say totality of all the subtle bodies. Otherwise called Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha Which means all the five sense powers, the totality of sense powers, totality of powers of organs of actions, and totality of pranas, totality of antakaranams, all of them together constitute Hiranyagarbha, which is otherwise called Sagunam Brahma. So Nirgunam Brahmanaha Praveshaha Asti, Sagunam Brahmanaha Api Praveshaha Asti. There is entry of both Nirgunam Brahma and Sagunam Brahma. And Sagunam Brahma, how has it entered? That is not mentioned here. We have to understand it from the other texts. Sagunam Brahma alone has entered into every being as individual subtle body. So subtle body is called indweller, dehi, isn't it? The subtle body which indwells every gross body is nothing but what? A part of Hiranyagarbha. The Hiranyagarbha alone, the total subtle body, Samashti Suksha Prapancha, has entered into every gross body as the individual subtle body. And the subtle body alone is said to depart when the body falls. The departure of subtle body from the physical body is called death, which is a relative destruction, a change, which you understood in Drik Drishya Viveka text. Of course, understood in many other texts also, and Gita also explained this many times. What is death? You all know very well. The departure of Sukshma from the Stulam is death. So this Sukshma, which means which has entered, therefore which also goes out. The Sukshma enters, Sukshma goes out. Sukshma enters, Sukshma goes out. The Sukshma Shariram also has entered. And who is the Sukshma Shariram? Part of Hiranyagarbha. For Hiranyagarbha, the Sagunam Brahma, otherwise called Sagunam Brahma, also has entered into Sthula Shariram. Param Brahma, Nirgunam Brahma, pure awareness also has entered into this. Entered means what? As manifested as the Jiva into this Sthula Shariram. Both have entered. Understand now? Therefore, which of the two is Atma? Sagunam Brahma uta Nirgunam Brahma? Which is the innermost essence, all pervasive innermost essence, obtaining as the self? No, Atma. Which is that Atma? Which of the two is Atma? Sagunam Brahma obtaining as the Sukshma Shariram, or Nirguna Brahma Chaitanyam obtaining as Jivaha? Who is Kataraha? Which of these two is Atma? That Atma. Is it clear now? Yeah. This is the question they raise. See, you see how beautifully Upanishad, just this Upanishad takes this. This Upanishad is addressed to two people who already some knowledge of the Shastra, who are exposed to Shastra teaching. Which means already the Rishihi, the Upanishad, assumes that you know Sukshma Shariram, you know Sthula Shariram, you know Sagunam Brahma. Assumption, you can't explain here. Which means at least Tattva Bodha you must have studied thoroughly. So Kataraha Saha Atma. Now there we don't need to worry about many things now. Which means already it's assumed that you know this gross physical body, this sthula shariram, annamaya koshaha. Definitely Atma is not the annamaya koshaha. You are very clear. It is assumed. Like Keno Upanishad begins with what? In Keno Upanishad, in the very beginning, the very first opening verse tells you what? It reveals that you, this assumption that you already know that Sthula Shariram is not, Atma is not the Sthula Shariram. Similarly, here also Atma is definitely not the Annamaya Kosha, the Sula Shariram. But there is something which indwells this Sula Shariram, which is Atma. And what indwells here? There is Sukshma Shariram, there is also Jivasu, Jivatma. Which of the two? And what is Jivatma? Manifestation of Nirguna Brahma Chaitanya. What is Sukshma Shariram? No, this Hiranyagarbha. So which of the two is Atma? That's the question. The Upanishad. That's the question here made by the Rishi, the Brahmanas who have gathered. Kataraha Saha Atma. What should you ask, apply to the question to make it very clear, to remember forever? Param Brahma. Jiva Rupena Sthitaha Param Brahma Uta. Sukshma Rupena Sthitaha Sagunam Brahma Hiranyagarbha. Kataraha Saha Atma. This must be your question. Then they start negating first the Sukshma Shariram. So these Brahmanas now start negating the Sukshma Shariram as Anatma. Only by negating the Sukshma Shariram, they are going to arrive at the Jiva. And arrive at the Atma. You know, two things are here now. Easy, isn't it? How do they negate? You see here. Yenava Pashyati. Yenava Pashyati. Yenava Shrunoti. Yenava Gandhan. Ajigrati. Yenava Vacham. Vyakaroti. Yenava Swadu. Cha. Aswadu cha. Vijanati. He, see, it is said, how did Paramatma enter into the beings as the Jivaha? Isa, no, Vidrutihi, Vidruti Dwara, Nandanam Nama. The entry here is what now? The top, the joint of the skull called Vidrutihi, which is called Nandanam. Through that entry, Paramatma entered as the Jiva. And here, how did this Hiranyagarbha enter into the body as the Sukshma Shariram? They say, entered through the sole of the feet. Some other, you know, the Shruti Vakyam states this. You know, how did it enter? Through the sole of the feet. It entered. Which means it is like, always the Yajamanaha means the one who worships the head of the person, the head of the family is called Yajamanaha. The boss is called, master is called Yajamanaha. The one who is eligible to sit for the puja as a performer of the puja is Yajamanaha. The Yajamanaha, when he walks straight into the main door. He can walk into the main door. Other people, the master walks through the main door. Or the family members of the family, they walk through the main door. But if the servants come, they never walk through the main door. They always go, the side door will be there, they walk through that. Sometimes some important function is there, the many important people are sitting in the hall, then women never walk through that hall. If men are sitting, the women always will go to side door and walk in. This is a culture also here. Something, a lot of men have come, gathered in a house for some function or something, then when all the men from neighborhood are sitting and the women who come there, who come to the house for the same function, they will not walk through the main door. They always go to the side door and they walk in. That is here, that happens here, okay? Not because that's why always in India we have side door and back door and front door. The houses we have that. In all our houses we have that. Never women never walk like that. They go. Like that here also, always this sukshma shariram. What is sukshma shariram? All the instruments of knowledge, all the instruments of actions. The mind antahkaranam, pancha jnana indriyani, pancha karma indriyani, pancha pranaha, they're all here to serve as instruments of the knowledge and actions for the atma. Now they are employed, they are used. No? They all enter through what now? Sole of the feet. But how do Atma the master enter? Through the Brahmarandra. Through the main, isn't it? Some Upanishad persons, all these things, I'm just saying. They enter. Now, which of the two is the Atma? The question comes, they inquire now. They, which means they are very clear. They have no doubt about it. There is subtle body within this sthula shariram. There is jiva atma obtaining as the very experiencer, the one who is using all these instruments, the user of all these instruments. There is there, and of these two who have entered, one through the randram, brahmarandram, one through the sole of the feet, which of the two is the Atma? Here's the question. They first start negating the Sukshma Shariram. Therefore, Yenava Pashyati. So, Yenava Pashyati. Yena, you can say, Chakshusha Netrena, no? Pashyati. Then you have to ask the question. Whenever Upanishad presents this, you have to supply the question. Kena Pashyati? Chakshusha Pashyati. Yena Chakshusha Pashyati? No, Tat Chakshurindriyam Atma. Kim? Is that Atma? No. Yet what? Because instrument of knowledge. Rupam Pashyati, Chakshusha Rupam Pashyati. It sees the form through this sense organ called Indriyam, called the power of seeing. We are not talking about the Golakams here. The power of seeing, obtaining in this seeing, obtaining in this Golakam called I hear that Indriyam, Chakshur Indriyam, is that Atma? You have to say what? You have to give an answer also. Ask the question, give an answer. Chakshurindriyam yena chakshusha pashyati tad na atma. Why? We are going to see that later on. I'll let you know why it is not. Then yena va shunoti tad atma kim na. That by which the sound is heard, one hears this sound, that by which one hears this sound, shabdam shunoti, is that atma na. See, I know all of you know this very well, but I want to understand how this teaching is presented. I want to understand that here. Yena va shabdam shunoti tad atma kim? That by which one hears this sound, is that atma? Method of enquiry. You have to understand how Upanishad presents the method of enquiry here. Yena vashunoti tad atma kim? You have to say the answer, na. Yena vashabdam shunoti tad atma na. That by which one hears the sound, that is an instrument of hearing, the power of hearing, is not shrotra indriyam na atma. Similarly, he presents what? Yena va gandhan ajigrati. That by which, no, one smells, one has the knowledge of varieties of smells. Gandhan jigrati, smells. Also, you are learning so many verbs here. Simple verbs. People in Gita Ma's class may be happy to learn so many words now. Pashyati, shunoti, ajigrati. Jigrati itself is enough. One more, ajigrati. Is it? that by which one smells, very different varieties of smells. Is that Atma? Na. Here to say Na. So, Grana Indriyam Na Atma. Yenava Vacham Vyakaroti. That by which one utters, expresses words. Isn't it? That by which one expresses words. Vyakaroti. One conveys. Vyakaroti. So, expressing oneself. That's why Vyakaranam itself is what? To express yourself clearly. For clear, precise expression, you need Vyakaranam. Grammar. Isn't it? So here Vyakaroti is a verb here. Yenava Vyakaroti. That by which one expresses oneself. Conveys one's ideas. What? Through words. Is that Atma? Na. Yenava. Then that by which Swaducha Aswaducha Vijanati. Is that power of taste by which one knows the tasty objects and also the tasteless ones. Swadu, aswadu. Aswadu means what? Tasteless. Swadu means what? Delicious and non-delicious. Swadu, aswadu cha yenava janati, vijanati. Is that now? Just by mentioning few, powers, sense powers, as a power of organ of speech, no? We have to understand here what? So this is how, so all these powers of organs of actions, powers of sense organs, all of them become, what now? You get negated as not Atma, non-Atma. So here, now we have to go to the next one also. Yadu, yetadu, hridayam. That's all, but it stops there. We have to supply a lot of things. Yadu, yetadu, hridayam. So all five, the pancha jnana indriyani, pancha karma indriyani, all the five subtle powers obtaining in your physical organs of activities, also the sense, the powers of organs of knowledge, all of them get negated as anatma. It says anatma here. Now what else is there now? Antakaranam. Antakaranam again there. Hridayam means intellect, buddhihi. Hridayam here, don't take it as physical heart. It is intellect. What is intellect here? So that which is involved in the function of determining, that which determines. So this power of intellection, isn't it? The power of intellection here. We can say, but here Hridayam is intellect. That which determines, resolves. So here he says, yadu yetadu hridayam. Is that intellect which is involved, which determines? Is that Atma? You have to say what? Na. You have to take next. Manascha etatu. Manahacha etatu. Is that mind? Is the mind, I don't need to explain the mind also now. Is the mind Atma then? No. Here you have to supply. What? Atma is not, whatever is left behind, left over now. Now we have to see what are all the aspects which constitute this subtle body, jnana indriyani, karma indriyani, pranaha, manaha, buddhihi. You have to include what? Also, chittam ahankaraha. So, chittam atmana, atma chittam na. Atma is not the memory, atma is not ahankaraha. I sense also the knowledge I am. Atma is not the knowledge I am. Atma is not the memory. Atma is not the mind. Atma is not the intellect. Atma is not any of these subtle powers of knowledge. Atma is not the powers of organs of actions. Atma is not the pranas. Therefore, Atma is not the subtle body. Atma is not the sukshma shariram. Okay? Why? Because kataraha. Because these are all negated as non-self. Why are they negated as the non-self? We have to give the reason. How do we negate them as the non-self, anatma? Now all the 19 aspects which constitute the subtle body, which is part of the samashti sukshma prapancha, negate as the non-self. How do we negate them? We have to give, Shankara beautifully gives his the reasons here. They enjoy the status of being the instruments. Karana rupena bhavanti. They're all karana rupatvatu, the hetu. You know, hetvarte panchami have to use here. Karana rupatvat. Because they are all in the form of instruments. In what form does your sense powers obtain? They're all in the form of instruments of knowledge. In what form do your powers of organs of actions obtain? In the form of instruments of actions. In what form the pranas exist? They're all again what? They involve the function. No, the functions. Physiological functions. So in what form does the intellect exist? Again, the function of mentation, the function of, the function again. Therefore, they serve instruments of knowledge again, antahkaranam. So the sense organs are bahyakaranani, mind is antahkaranam, intellect, mind, chitta, antahkaranam. Therefore, karana rupatvate, they are not the atma. We have to say why we are negated as the anatma. Negate is not the atma. Okay? Then, they are all subject to change. All these powers, they are all subject to change. Therefore, vikara rupatvat. Vikaryatvat, you can say. Then, not only that, they are all inert in nature. Jadyat, jadarupatvat, jadatvat. Why jadam? The no power has the... How do you know that every power is a jadam? Inert in its nature. Your seeing power is inert, is of the nature of inertness. All your powers are inert in their nature. Your mind is inert. Your intellect is inert. Your memory is inert. Even your ahankara, the knowledge that I am, is inert. Like physical body, like any other wooden table or any other mic or anything else, it all of the nature of inertness. How do we know? Nothing has the knowledge of existence of its own. The sense power does not know I am the sense power. Understand? It's all jadam. All of them are, because we know all of them already, they're prakriti karyani. They are the products of prakriti. That's also you can say, but still jadarupatvatu. Jada gunatvatu. Jadyatvat, you can say that. Then, there also what all of them are put together. There is no sukshma sharira. Sukshma sharira means what? Seeing power alone does not become sukshma sharira. All these 19 aspects put together constitute sukshma sharira. And even subtle seeing power, just by itself independently, can be called subtle seeing power? The seeing power can enjoy the status of being such seeing power only when it is associated with the Golakam. And even then, it is backed by the conscious mind. There must be life, isn't it? Therefore, they are all interdependent also. The Sanghata Rupatvat, they are all put together. Nothing is existence of independent existence of its own. So, Sanghata Rupatvat, Jada Rupatvat, Kana Rupatvat, you can say Vikara Rupatvat, this is the nature of all these 19 aspects constitute the subtle body. All of them are what now? Negated as anatma. All of them are not mentioned, we have to add now. Okay. If all of them are anatma, then what is Atma then? The entire Sukshma Shariram. Now Sagunam Brahma Hiranyagarbha, which has entered as the individual subtle body, has been negated as Anatma. There is a Nyayaha called Parisesha Nyayaha. There are only two books here. If I say of these two books, there are only two books here. I can say, this is mine. You all can say what? I say one is Anju's, one is mine. This is mine. What do you understand? You all easily say the yellow book is Anju's. Why? Parisesha Nyaya. Understand? See, here also, which of the two is Atma? You can easily say the Parambrahma Chaitanyam, which is manifest as the Jivaha there, alone is Atma. You arrive at the Atma being Brahma Chaitanyam, which is manifest there as Jiva, as the experiencer, as the knower, as the very substance of the substantive Aham, Aham Shabda Vachyaha. Aparokshataya nirdishyamanaha. That Atma Chaitanyam alone is what? The Chaitanyam alone is Atma. You arrive at it. This is how he says. But now, how to know that? So, he says now, look at this. How to know that Chaitanyam? How to arrive at that Chaitanyam? Because it is not an object. Therefore, how to know, very question, it cannot be known as an object. But it can be arrived at, recognized as the very sarupam of the subject. The knower sarupam. Jnatuhu saruparupena. Sarupatvena. You can arrive at the chaitanyam. So here Upanishad presents, understand, let me tell you here. Where do you arrive at it? Only in your own buddhi, antahkaranam. So here, when we talk about any object, whenever we refer to any object that presupposes, your reference to any object presupposes the knowledge which already is the knowledge which is already there in your buddhi. Door is means door jnanam is. Door is door jnanam is. So window is window jnanam is. Mic is mic jnanam is. Pot is pot jnanam is. Table is table jnanam is. You take all of them now. Door jnanam, window jnanam, chair jnanam, mic jnanam, ghata jnanam, pata jnanam. used by Terishu Acharyas. Matajnanam, Patajnanam, Ghatajnanam, now Mic Jnanam, Table Jnanam, Specs Jnanam, Book Jnanam. In all of them, objects are all different. What is common in all of them is Jnanam, knowledge. So, the knowledge, the Ghatajnanam, Patajnanam, Door Jnanam, Window Jnanam, Mic Jnanam, all of them, all these, when you refer to them, they are all in the form of vrittis. Vritti Jnanam. Ghata Jnanam means Vritti Jnanam. Mic Jnanam means Mic Vritti Jnanam. Door Jnanam means Door Vritti Jnanam. Why? Because all these objects you refer to externally are already in the form of thoughts. Vrittayaha. Door Jnanam is equal to Door Vrittihi plus Jnanam. So the Jnanam means what? Awareness, consciousness. Door Vrittihi plus consciousness or awareness is equal to Door Jnanam. Ghata Jnanam is equal to Ghata Vrittihi plus awareness is Ghata Jnanam. Mic Jnanam is equal to Mic Vrittihi plus awareness or consciousness. Vrittihi means a thought. Antahkarana Vrittihi. A thought modification. So in all of them, Door Jnanam, Window Jnanam, Mic Jnanam, Table Jnanam, all of them, Vritti plus, a given Vritti plus awareness is equal to that particular given knowledge. Therefore, Door Vrittihi plus awareness is Door Jnanam. Book Vrittihi plus Vrittihi, book thought plus consciousness is equal to book knowledge, book Jnanam. Why use the word Jnanam? It is easy for you to remember later on. This Jnanam is qualified by the given Vrittihi. Book Vrittihi becomes the qualification for Jnanam. Book Jnanam. Knowledge of the book is what? Book knowledge. Knowledge of the door is what? Door knowledge. There, the knowledge is the noun. And every vritti becomes what? The qualification. Book knowledge, door knowledge, window knowledge, ghata jnanam, pata jnanam. So ghataha becomes qualification for the jnanam. The qualification is called what? Viseshaha. Viseshanam. Isn't it? You learn in Sanskrit later on. Maybe they may teach Geetaji or... somebody will teach you in the class if the time permits. So here, so sa visesha jnanam. So noun with the qualification. What is the noun here? Knowledge. Knowledge with the qualification is what now? Sa visesha jnanam. Vritti jnanam can be otherwise said to be Savisesha Jnanam. I'm repeating, Vritti Jnanam. Vrittihi in Sanskrit means thought. Sorry, I forget sometimes. our students know here. So, Vrittihi means thought. So, Ghata Vrittihi plus consciousness or awareness is equal to Ghataha means pot. Pot thought. Pot Vrittihi plus consciousness is equal to pot Jnanam, pot knowledge. their knowledge becomes qualified by the word part. Therefore, part knowledge, door knowledge, if you say, or gata jnanam, no, gavaksha jnanam, utpitika jnanam, table jnanam, if you say, they all become what? Qualified, is it? Knowledge. Savisesha jnanam. Vritti jnanam, otherwise called what? Savisesha jnanam. What is the noun? Jnanam. What is the qualification here? The vritti, given vritti. Indicating given object. Implying a given object. Is it clear now? What is vritti jnanam? What is savisesha jnanam? Now, you need not physically drop, cannot physically drop, cognitively you drop the objects. Part knowledge means what? Part thought plus awareness is equal to part knowledge. Table thought plus awareness is equal to table knowledge. Book thought plus awareness is equal to book knowledge. Now, you remove all the drop intellectually, cognitively, drop those objects, vrittis. Drop the vrittis. Intellectually delete. Cognitively delete those. Ghata jnanam. Remove the ghataha. Gataha means gata vritti. There is pure awareness, pure consciousness. Gata vritti means gata jnanam. Remove the gata vritti. What remains is pure awareness. Without the vrittis, without the qualifications, jnanam is what? Pure awareness. You can say nirvisesham jnanam. So nirvisesham jnanam is nirgunam, nirguna chaitanyam, pure awareness, pure consciousness. So whenever you refer to an object outside, then that reference to the object presupposes the knowledge in the form of a thought. That knowledge is what? There is a door means there is already door knowledge. What is door knowledge? Door thought plus consciousness is equal to door knowledge. Now remove the door thought, not physically, cognitively. What remains is pure knowledge, which is nirvisesham jnanam, pure awareness. What is savisesham jnanam? What is nirvisesham jnanam? What is pure consciousness? What is qualified consciousness? Savisesham jnanam, or you can say awareness. You know that. Now, what happens? Part knowledge takes place. Part knowledge is, there is also door knowledge, there is also mic knowledge, there is light knowledge, there is fan knowledge, there is people knowledge, which means so many thoughts arise. Now thoughts keep, vrittis keep flowing, vrittis keeps changing. Therefore, the vritti jnanam also what now? Keeps changing. To be frank, the pure awareness does not change. Awareness does not change. What is invariably present in all the variable vrittis? What is changelessly there in all the changing thoughts is the pure awareness. The same thing we understood very clearly in Kena Upanishad as Pratibodha Viditam Matam. I was really expecting Pooja Swamiji should explain that, and so beautiful it is. I always loved to listen to him so many times, many times. I never felt bored the way he presented it. I wish we'll try to get it some before you all leave. Pratibodha Viditam Matam. The same, what you understood in Kena Upanishad before, the same thing is we have to understand here. Is it clear now? Savisesham Jnanam, Nirvisesham Jnanam. In every Savisesha Jnanam, what is invariably, changelessly present is Shuddha Jnanam, Shuddha Chaitanyam, the pure awareness, pure consciousness. There is no impure. Shuddha Chaitanyam means what? Cognitively delete the thought, delete the avritti, delete the object. What is there is what? Nirvisesham. Is it clear? Clear or not? Become clear. Therefore, now is it possible for us to recognize this pure consciousness? It is not possible for us to recognize the pure consciousness. So let us continue with the class tomorrow. Because tomorrow morning, serious unfoldment. Let us come back to the class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om